Hey there, folks, it's Robin, and I'm popping in to talk to you about clean water because I'm going to be honest, I've been worrying about the contaminants in our tap water, and I knew I had to find a solution, you know, something reliable and effective. And that's when I discovered AquaTrue, and it's been a game changer for my family. AquaTrue's purifiers, they're basically like superheroes for your water, using a four-stage reverse osmosis process to tackle even the toughest contaminants. With PFAS, you know, those pesky forever chemicals making their way into nearly half of U.S. tap water, it is a relief to know that AquaTrue is certified to just kick them to the curb. Plus, their range of purifiers fits every home, from countertop setups to under-sink options. They've even got a Wi-Fi connected model for the tech-savvy among us. And let's talk about those filters, okay? Long-lasting and affordable, they are a dream come true. There's no more like swapping them out every few months. AquaTrue's filters go the distance and last up to 2 years. Since switching to AquaTrue, I have noticed a huge difference. The water tastes cleaner, it's fresher, and the best part, I no longer have to worry about what's lurking in my tap water. Even my kids are drinking more water because of the ease of the countertop setup. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. Today, our listeners are going to receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com, that's AquaTrue.com, and you're going to enter the code HEADSPACE at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code HEADSPACE. Go get it.
Hello, friends. In this episode, I'm thrilled to introduce you to a podcast that you'll definitely want to squeeze into your listening schedule. This episode is brought to you by The Jordan Harbinger Show. Now, if you're like me and our other listeners, you're probably not just tuning into Radio Headspace. You've got about 6 shows on your rotation, which is great. Diversity in our podcast diet is something I fully support. So speaking of variety, let me suggest another gem for your playlist. The Jordan Harbinger Show. It's not just any podcast. It was named one of Apple's best of 2018. Jordan isn't just another voice in the crowd. He really stands out. He dives deep into the minds of some of the most intriguing people on the planet. We're talking about a wide range of guests, from athletes to authors to scientists and even mobsters and spies. And let's not forget, he also brings on CEOs, political activists, and FBI agents, depending on what might click with you, the listener. Jordan has this unique knack for coaxing his guests to open up and share stories and insights that you won't hear anywhere else. Each episode is packed with strategic wisdom that's meant to help you think more critically and navigate today's complex world more effectively. And it's not just the content that's top-notch. Jordan's Feedback Friday segment is particularly relatable. He tackles real listener dilemmas, everything from navigating tricky family dynamics to enhancing your career and personal relationships. It's one of those rare shows that you can tune into whether you're looking to challenge your intellect or need a bit more practical advice. From a personal standpoint, I'm a huge fan of how Jordan runs his show. He's got this approachable, engaging style that makes even the most complex topics accessible and entertaining. And honestly, his podcast isn't just good. It's a must listen. So why not add the Jordan Harbinger Show to your podcast rotation? With never a dull moment, it's incredibly engaging and always interesting. Just search for the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R, B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, friends, supporting my sponsors helps keep this show alive and kicking. If you give Jordan's show a try after this recommendation, it helps us continue to bring you great content. Show some love for the Jordan Harbinger Show by searching for it. Remember, that's H-A-R, B as in boy, I, N as in Nancy, G-E-R. On your favorite podcast platform.
Headspace Studios.
Hi, friends. It's Rosie here. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Monday. So being an introverted extrovert, my energy is a dance between the crowd's rhythm and the silence of solitude. My friends often chuckle and say I like to hermit, and that's true. I do retreat into my Cancerian shell, not to escape, but to recharge. In fact, each year I treat myself to a silent retreat, a time to unplug and truly listen to the murmurs of my heart. What may feel like solitude to me can feel like loneliness to others. That said, today, I want to explore the difference between loneliness and solitude and how to find balance between the two. Now, solitude, in its essence, can be rejuvenating. However, it becomes a concern when solitude transforms into loneliness. And there's a vast difference between being alone and feeling lonely. Being alone is a physical dimension where you're in your own space, maybe sipping a warm cup of tea and watching the world outside of your window. It's a state of being that can be chosen and cherished. On the other hand, being lonely is a shadow that can loom in the most unexpected places. It's an emotional space where even in a crowd, you feel isolated. In fact, this happened to me a few years back. My life was consumed by being on the road, traveling for work. As exhilarating as it was to hop from one city to another, there were stark moments, especially during the holidays, when loneliness seeped in. Imagine yourself at a party, standing in a room bustling with chatter, but inside, it felt like a silent room. That was what I felt. In fact, one time, work had me stationed on the opposite coast during my fiancé Tori's birthday. I remember the celebratory lights and distant laughter painting a festive scene all around me. And knowing that my family and Tori were on the other side of the country gave me pause. Inside, there was an undeniable heaviness, a silence that contrasted this joyous environment. I found myself reminiscing about past celebrations, the moments of joy shared with Tori, and the cherished memories that we'd created over the years. The feelings of loneliness were palpable, making the bustling city outside seem like a world far removed from my own. After that night, I learned how to recognize my loneliness and began to practice ways to reconnect with those around me whenever I felt those lonely pangs. And little by little, I was able to actually enjoy the crowd instead of feeling isolated in it. So with all that said, here are some practical ways to work with feelings of loneliness and embrace solitude. The first step is recognizing the difference between them. Notice how you feel. You know I love a good pause, breath, and moment of introspection. And that's really all it takes to bring mindful awareness into our lives. Staying in the present moment helps us recognize our emotions. Pay attention to how you feel throughout the day. If solitude starts turning into loneliness, find ways to reconnect with the world outside. Which brings me to the next tip. Connect. Reach out when you feel isolated. A simple call or message can bridge the gap. You can also just connect with people you might run into in everyday life. Say, good morning, or hello, when you pass someone on the street. Ask the barista how they're doing. There are little ways to connect with people no matter where you are or what you're doing. Finally, when you recognize moments of solitude, embrace them. Enjoy the times when you choose to be alone. Use them to rejuvenate, reflect, and relax. And if you're looking for some extra guidance on loneliness, check out the Reframing Loneliness course in the app. That's all for now. Thanks for joining me on this healing journey. Let's remember to keep our doors and hearts open, always. Understanding that every heart has its stories and its silences. Until next time, stay connected, and I'll see you back here soon.